Hello everyone. Did you hear today that the United Nations reported that right now, today, we are 7 billion people living in this planet. And the life expectancy in the Northern Hemisphere is right now of 79 years average. But how well are we using our life years? How well are we conducting in this planet? And how well are we using our resources? Now I want to tell you, I'm going to talk with you about some experience we have here in the US. The first one that PAHO and some local organizations in El Paso had it. Changing lifestyles in a group of children and youth in primary, focusing on primary prevention, not only prevention of chronic diseases, but primary prevention with them. What we are going to see, to review today is the context of this program, why in El Chamizal, what the Chamizal is, what is the Eco Club El Chamizal, what activities they have done, and the keys for success. And finally, the evaluation we are conducting right now. What the context? The Chamizal is one of the poorest neighborhoods in El Paso. The education level is low. Most of them haven't finished their high school. The environment, they have several issues, especially drinking water is a main issue, and sanitation services. It's still a significant issue, especially in rural areas in both sides of the border. Also, we have violence, road injuries, and gender-based violence, some main problems there. And a lack of built environment or a deficiency in services for the population. Health conditions, by the way, all the pictures you are going to see in these presentations are from members of the Eco Club, of the Eco Clubs in El Paso. We have a high prevalence, as Dr. Cerqueira said, of chronic non-communicable diseases, for example, diabetes and cardiovascular diseases, obesity. We have some lifestyle issues like sedentarism and food habits that are not so good for the population, injuries, and also teen pregnancies and associated with sexual activities in youth, also STDs increase. Why in El Chamizal? You can see here the area, El Paso del Norte area, is basically formed by Ciudad Juarez, a city of El Paso, and Las Cruces. Inside the El Paso city, we have El Chamizal. As you can see in the lower corner of the right, it's in the border with Ciudad Juarez. It's one of the poorest neighborhoods in El Paso. More than 90% of the population is from Latin origin, and as I said previously, the level of education is low there. Almost 7,000 people living there right now, 58.1% below poverty level, 81.6% with low to moderate income, almost 25K a year. 70% no high school diploma or GED, 38% are not proficient in English, especially adults, and 48.3% are removed from workforce. A survey conducted by the city of El Paso a few years ago, like three, showed that they feel that the main concern in El Chamizal are drugs, gangs, and prostitution as criminal activities. But also they have burglary and motor vehicle death as a main issues in the criminal side. They don't have much recreational and sports program, high rate of unintended teen pregnancies, lack of access to primary healthcare, no public facilities such as libraries or parks or recreation centers, and different organizations working separately. So we see this ideal environment for children and youth to do nothing else than watching TV, living inside their homes, not using the few spaces available for recreational activities. They spend more than 20 hours per week watching TV, on average, and or playing games. They don't use anything of the recreational areas available at that moment. That's why we had the opportunity to intervene in this neighborhood. We had a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant, and with an initiative called Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities. And then we started to work with them and see the Eco Club opportunity as an opportunity to work more than creating healthy lifestyle. That's our final goal, but also working in the environment, working with the community, and working with the family. What's an Eco Club is? An Eco Club is an independent youth-led organization. They are self-governing. That means that they define their representative, and they define what to work on. They define with whom they want to work. And they implement actions with the community and other local institutions. The objective of an Eco Club is preserve the environment. So you have there the idea. The main idea is they have to work in something related to improve the environment around them. Either way, in a school or in the community, the neighborhood, home, or even at home. The second objective is involve the whole community. They are going to become leaders of, and they will spread the word, spread the idea of preserving the community. The community empower themselves about solving their own problems, not waiting for other organizations as the city or as any NGO to solve their problems in the environmental issue. Improve the quality of life and introducing healthy lifestyle. And then is how PAHO introduced themselves to the issue of preventing primary prevention of chronic diseases. And finally, develop leaders in youth and children. We use the ecological model, the health ecological model, about the intervention, working first with the no, it's not the eco-ecological model. It's okay, working with the individual itself, and that is the Eco Club member, and also in the relationship working with peers and the family. At the beginning, they don't work together, and we have some organizations you're going to see in a few more slides that work separately. Project Vida, Chavisa Projects, Housing Authority of El Paso, they work separately. And now they are working together with this group of children. Also with the community. And I'm going to tell you an anecdote. Generally, the city of El Paso conducted a cleanup in the neighborhood, collecting garbage, usually 1 ton, max 2 tons per year, and in this time. This year, Eco Club took part of this, and they collect 4 tons. There were not enough cars for pick up all the garbage, so they have to pick up this garbage for 2 days with the cars of the city. It was the first time that happened in the city of El Paso, so they recognized the children and youth of El Paso with awards from the city and from the school district, because it was the first time that it happened. So what they do? They identify first problems in the community. And we have 3 eco clubs right now in El Chamizal, so they define that the trash, lack of green area, and abandoned playground were the main issues to work with. Along with local institutions, the city, National Park Service, some companies, or private companies like Walmart, Home Depot, school district, neighborhood association, and the local soccer league. For example, what's the issue with Walmart and Home Depot? They went to them, to Walmart, and said, we want to work with this, but we don't have money. So we need your support. And Walmart, for example, donate implements, like for to revitalize the green areas, and this is good for the children. It was good for them, and it doesn't cost anything. Other eco-club recycle things, so they can have money for that. They develop an annual action plan, and act as the as part of the U.S. Network and the U.S.-Mexico border network and the international network of eco-clubs. There is a here another point. This is the first eco-club in the U.S. And you are going to tell me you are lying because eco-clubs are everywhere. Yes, but this is the first eco-club with this philosophy that from PAHO. This is the first eco-club where PAHO took part especially. And because of this is the first eco-club in the U.S., we have to we put some interest extra to develop this, and we saw we have success. And then we went to Juarez and create the first three eco-clubs in the northern border of Mexico. So we have to create the U.S.-Mexico border network. And then, originally, they belong naturally to the international network of eco-clubs. The international network of eco-clubs are around the whole America and the whole world. We have almost 8,500 youth around the world. We have more than 400 eco-clubs around the world. Every country in America except Canada right now and most of the islands of the Caribbean has their own eco-clubs. And we have 4 in Africa, 6 in Europe. We don't have in Asia or Oceania. We don't have it yet. Maybe Dr. Andrews can help us. Okay, what accomplishments have they reached? Playgrounds of Salazar community revitalized. Salazar community is one of the communities from Housing Authority of El Paso. Joint work with the city in the revitalization of area next to Bowie High School. Bowie High School is one of the biggest high school in El Paso, and it's in the Chamizal. And one of the eco-clubs is formed by the youth of that high school. Involved in their community in environment-related events and work with the Healthy Kids, Healthy Community initiative that I mentioned before in the improvement of the healthy lifestyle. You can see in the lower left corner the proclamation of the eco-club day. El Paso, I think, I have been researching, and I think this is the only city, at least in the in North America, I mean between U.S. and Mexico, that has their own Eco Club Day, and it was September the 30th. During that day, and this was proclaimed this year, two months ago. During that day, they celebrate with some activities, officially backed up by the city of El Paso. You can see also a picture with the Dynamo Soccer League. They are very interested and they are working with some of the children there. And here are the networks. In the USA, we have 3 eco clubs, 67 members. And next year, we're going to have in New Mexico. We already plan to have there. We already have contacts in California, in McKinley, in that upstate, and also in Puerto Rico. And they are going to form the US network. From the Mexican side, we have also 3 eco-clubs in Ciudad Juárez, Chihuahua, 46 members. And the next year, we are going to have 1 in Agua Prieta. That's for sure. We have a lot of other requests, but for sure it's in Agua Prieta and Potan. And Potan, you see that I put a mark. That's part of the Yaqui Nation. The Yaqui Nation is an indigenous nation. And this is, and I'm very proud to say this, but I just figured out today that I confirm today that this will be the first eco club with indigenous people here in America. So I am very, very excited about that. And well, we also have the U.S.-Mexico border eco clubs network and the international network of eco clubs. What is our role? Create awareness on the impact of the eco clubs in the region. So we have spread the word, and you can see now. Cities like McKinley in upstate California and Puerto Rico with interest in creating this, technical cooperation, environmental issues and healthy lifestyles. For example, if they need some training about an issue, healthy, health or environment issue, Well, we can make the contacts so the expert can go to and explain there how to manage this issue. We work also creating materials. We have right now almost ready to go out four guides. One is about the guides of the facilitators who are like promotoras de salud. One also about the EcoClub function, and the other two about the rules of the EcoClubs. Seed funds for working material, very, very little funds. Most of the funds that they acquire are for their own efforts. Facilitate the line of communication with other EcoClubs in the America. They work closely with the Mexican network, and also we are working in create some technical cooperation with the EcoClubs in Dominican Republic and Haiti, because they have a lot of experience working in the border between those two countries. And exemplify and make the good case scalable in other parts of the border. I think, yes, this is almost the final. What are the keys for success? We think that the keys for success for them is, first, youth governance. Because each EcoClub selected the leadership structure and issues to tackle. They were oriented and training, but not required. We don't impose any topic. They choose what to work with. Support and monitoring. They have technical and material support from PAHO and other sponsors. And networking. And as I said before, they belong to three different networks. Right now we are in the process of evaluation. You know that it's very important evaluation, because we can improve in that way. So, I took the three different examples from three different ages. Jose from is 19, Arturo is 12, and Gabriela is 7. And you can see the difference between their goals accomplished between them. For example, the oldest one, he thinks that things better for the community and put away kids from the streets and working as a group. The Arturo is 12, and also instead of sitting in front of my computer, I do all my homework as well. Now I use my bike more and go to the park with my friends, because most of us are participating in the community. It's very interesting how we see the change of the habits of these kids. Now they go out more often and they play the afternoons. Usually they didn't. And finally, Gabriela from 7. I can do many things to help the planet to be better clean. I like doing things like all the children of EcoClub, because we are friends. So we are creating more network and anything. Oh yes, here in our table we have some information about or promotionals about EcoClub. Please feel free to take one. If you are more interested, there is an email also and how to inquire about more information. And this is also the page. This is in our webpage, paho.org/blogs/EcoClub. And you can see this page is fed by their own, so you can see what they are doing. Thank you so much.